Unbelievable from Kelly Harrington last night, the legend, and she made history by becoming the first Irish female athlete to win gold at back-to-back Olympic Games with three masterclass performances, her quarterfinal, her semi, and last night in her final, you know. Unfortunately, I was out at that last week and we only seen our quarterfinal bout. We couldn't get any tickets for this week, so we had to come back home again on Saturday night last, you know.
But they moved the fights to the big stadium, and an awful lot of Irish were in there. And I think that played a really important part. And I think Kelly referenced this herself in getting her over the line.
Yes, I think you're quite right there, Greg. I think she got a lot of her energy from the crowd. Great support she had. There were hundreds and hundreds of Irish people there last night. It was fantastic to see them all and the support that she got. Because she's a household name in boxing, you know, a great, great boxer and a great girl. So it's fantastic for Irish sport.
Did you ever work with her or what do you know of her? What can you tell us about her as an individual, I suppose?
Well, I would be the MC at the National Stadium for the championships, yeah. Greg, for many, many years now. And I got the privilege of introducing her many times. You know, she's very, very... humble, and she never forgot the roots growing up in Dublin's north inner city. Just she's a world-class boxer, and she loved just a normal life as an amateur boxer. She had ups and downs on the way up, and she loved her job as well in the Dublin Psychiatric Hospital, you know. So she was a great person, and she came along always to the schoolboy and schoolgirl championships, the 11 and 12-year-olds, when they were boxing in the finals, and she was flag bearer there. On many occasions, you know, always turned up to support the rest of the boxers in the National Stadium. Great girl, great person, you know.
When in amateur boxing, Peter, what are the judges looking for and what did Kelly excel at last night?
Well, I think she just outclassed her opponent for accuracy, pinpoint accuracy, a great display, all-round display. Like, you know, you couldn't deny her. Or last night, what the judge that gave it against her was looking for, or what he was looking at, I don't know. But it was definitely, it was a masterclass performance, or three bouts were. And you couldn't take anything away from her, you know.
And the amount of time, effort and commitment, especially, you know, at amateur level where you're, you know, you've got your other family life stuff, a bit of controversy in the media, your job. It's really quite remarkable, isn't it, to be able to, achieve what she has achieved, not once, but twice.
Well, they do it once as a great achievement, but they do it twice. It's unbelievable, you know. Very, very unbelievable, you know. And when she won the gold in Tokyo, I think the Irish public recognised her not merely as a sporting hero, but a deeply aspirational human being as well, you know. She was very, very well got in all circles, you know, in Dublin, like, you know. And all around, like, she's a great girl and a great girl to work with her coaches and one thing and another. Great person and couldn't take nothing away from her at all, you know.
And, I mean, she'll inspire the next generation. We've seen it with Katie Taylor and those that went before her, but particularly with Katie Taylor. Kelly's already done this herself now, but the Tokyo Olympics were a little bit strange. There's absolutely no doubt that boxing clubs up and down the country are going to see, you know, younger boys and girls entering, wanting to become the next Kelly Harrington.
That's for sure. There will be an influx in all clubs now. It seems it was all down through from Barry McGuigan's generation when he won a world title and one thing and another. The clubs was packed out for years and years, and there's so many clubs. We have 15 clubs here in Donegal, and you'll see an influx of boxers, boys and girls, and the clubs as well here in Donegal, you know, hopefully.
I mean, as I said sort of a little earlier on in the programme, I'm sure you didn't hear, Peter, you know, I mean, obviously women's boxing on a professional level is massive at the moment, but there's a lot of titles and, you know, the top quality boxers in terms of the amount is still relatively thin. I'm not sure what Kelly wants to achieve. I'm not sure if she's on the record. But there's absolutely no doubt that if she wanted to dedicate 2 years to the pro ranks, that she would become a very wealthy world champion. I would have no doubt about that.
I would say she could become a millionaire with a signing on fee, even. She's that good, Greg, you know. And, like, she's 35 years of age now, so she would have maybe a couple of years left, you know, and it's a very, very hard sport, especially in the pros. It's hard. It's hard in the amateurs, what you have to give up, you know, to chase your career, but in the pros, it's even harder, you know. But hopefully, she, whatever way she goes, that she's successful, she'll always be successful, I think, myself. And, you know, she's a household name with a bubbly personality, and she could get walking to a job with RTE or anything. Now, you know, it's pundit. So I'd just like to wish her all the best on behalf of the Donegal Boxing Fraternity, you know.
Yep, we'll join with you in that, Peter. Listen, thank you so very much indeed. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Peter O'Donnell, president of the Donegal Boxing Board. Have you any young ones in the house that have sort of says, I want to go and try this now off the back of it? It's actually quite a safe sport, believe it or not, but fantastic for young people for discipline and other things as well, because a gym is an area where there's a ton of, you have to have a ton of respect and no bad behaviours really entertained, if you know what I mean. But there's no doubt loads of people, I'm sure, loads of young ones, and maybe not so young, will be flooding to the boxing gyms now to get involved to try and emulate Kelly Harrington. We're also keeping a close eye on the athletics as well, because our own Mark English is running just after 11 o'clock in the 800 metres. He's got a tough task against him. But we saw in the 1500s last night, surprises abound. There's not so many surprises on the track as you would see in other Olympics. So we'll see. We'll see how Mark English gets on, and we'll reflect on that too with guests. But anything you want to say about Kelly Harrington, 086 60 25,000. As I say, just in relation to whether or not she would go pro, I know she's incredibly passionate about her work, but hey, a wee career break, 2 years, Kelly, go make a few bob, go and win yourself a world title, and then you can go back to work and enjoy that and your partner and your family and what have you. Right, let's take a break.